PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. Will New Jersey have to introduce mandatory water restrictions? It's been months of dry weather. There's little rain in the forecast. And now the state is considering a shift from a drought watch to a drought warning. And here's what that means.
State geologist Steve Domber says stream flow, groundwater, and reservoir levels all reflect consistent dryness in New Jersey and warm temperatures.
Demands are generally higher than average for this time of year.
New Jersey officials are being urged by some to speed up the process and enter the drought emergency stage. That's when mandatory water restrictions come into play. Doug O'Malley is with Environment New Jersey.
We don't know when this is going to end, and we have to pretend like it's not going to end.
Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Firefighters say they're making slow progress containing the Jennings Creek wildfire, which has burned tens of thousands of acres along the New York-New Jersey border. Even though rain hit the area this week, it really didn't do anything. The Forest Fire Service Assistant Division Fire Warden Christopher Franick explains the challenges this fire is presenting.
Pretty much they're hiking their way in, and there's really no easy access. They're carrying all their equipment, tools, no real bulldozers.
Tuesday's wind gusts also created substantial challenges for crews, and two new brush fires have popped up this morning, one in Burlington County in Medford and one in Mercer County on the Trenton-Hamilton border. Lawyers for the five suspects charged in the murder of a South Jersey detective say their clients cannot get a fair trial in Cumberland County. They want the case moved elsewhere. Detective Sergeant Monica Mosley worked for the Cumberland County Prosecutor's Office, and the prosecutors in this case also had deep ties to her and the Cumberland office, according to the defendant's lawyers. Mosley was shot in the head, execution style, after three men kicked down the door to her home in Bridgeton October 15th, according to police. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 8:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
A cold start and a chilly finish to this November day. We have temperatures around 30 now, and highs only reach about 50 this afternoon. Lots of sunshine, completely dry weather, and very dry air, too. Some clouds will roll in late tonight after midnight. It's going to be cold, lows in the lower 30s. Tomorrow, cloudy and cool, highs again near 50. There is a minimal chance of a late-day sprinkle or shower. Temperatures will start to warm Friday into the weekend. New Jersey weather made possible by Lollygon. They can move any column in your basement or garage for less than you think. Call Lollygon, 866-LOLLY86. That's 866-LALLY86, or online at lollygon.com.
Somerville is 32, Asbury Park 39, Woodbury is 36. Download our mobile app for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customized for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.